Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome back to another episode of Positivity Spartans. I believe this is episode 33, if I'm not mistaken, which is pretty impressive considering, all things considering, you know, we chugging along. It's your boy Isaiah Hubbard back again with my co-hosts as always, my sons James and Eric Lane. Fellas, what's going on? We are joined today by a special guest, Miss Legendary Aisha. How you doing today, hey. Ma'am?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood in sunny Texas. It was a nice 80-degree day in October, so I can't complain. So, Aisha, before we get started, you know, in the episode, why don't you go ahead and just give everybody a little background, let them know who you're talking to.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? My name is Aisha on Instagram. I go by Legendary Aisha. I'm an Army vet. I am originally from Portsmouth, Virginia, but I was raised in Alexandria, Virginia. And,
Alexandria, Virginia. So you up there from where Lane bout, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Up there, that DMV area. I ain't gonna lie, I spent a little time up there. I was working in Arlington. It's a pretty nice area up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty expensive, that's too. Home.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Oh yeah, I was because the job I was working, I was looking around that area, man. Even one bedroom apartments, so I was like, nope.
That's right. Man.
Yeah, not on duty. Not on duty.
Very expensive. Very expensive.
Aisha, you a veteran as well, correct?
I am Army veteran to be exact.
Army vet, I say who. You know, I was once a hoo-hoo ass dude myself. Okay, top notch soldier. Ask Lane about me. I'm trying to tell you, ask Lane about me. I was a bored baby, all that.
You drank the juice.
Yeah, they had me. I ain't gonna lie, they had me.
All good. They had us all at one point.
Right.
We all felt good.
I thank God for it though. You know.
For sure.
Definitely.
Without it, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have been Lane. We wouldn't be here.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's crazy how small the world is and the way it works.
Right. I go to cosmetology school, and, you know, it mostly consists of girls that's just getting their life started, still living in their parents' house. Mm. And, you know, the Dodge Challenger and the name brand bags is, you mm-hmm. know, attractive to them. And they always ask, how do you get your things? And my number one recommendation to them is either get yourself a trade and do it big, or either, excuse my French, carry your ass to the military. I tell them straight like that.
Keep it real.
I tell them, you know, 100%, because, you know, you're going to have a check the rest of your life.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that. When your ass get out, you got to check the rest of your life. And you can choose any school you want to go to. When I got out, you know, my lady at the VA, she told me, go pick whatever school you wanted to go to. I could have went to Paul Mitchell. That's the top tier, number one. I could have went to Empire, could have went to Aveda. Any school I wanted to go to, you know what I mean? Free of choice. So that's why I tell these girls, and then, you know, they pull them aside, and they tell them, you know, they owe the school $2,000 and $3,000 this week, and I could just see, you know, the hurt in their eyes, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And they would have went to the military, shit. They won't be pulling you aside to you know, hey, you owe the school this, or right. Hey.
Uncle Sam would have paid for that.
Absolutely. So that's why I say when I say, you know, I thank God for it. It has to have been the smartest decision I made in my life, y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely is a life changer, you know what I mean? And it is what you make it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How long did you serve?
5 years, active duty.
That, same here. Five, got in, got out. Huh?
That's up. Not a day longer.
No, I dig it. So did so you and Lane, y'all met in the military?
Absolutely. AIT school.
Oh, so y'all both transpo then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, uh-huh. I ain't mad at you. Do what you had to do. So what's going on with you, Lane? How's everything going, man? How's EJ and the wife?
Hey, everybody cooling, man. You know, EJ getting fat, bro. You know.
Eating good.
Boy, he eating better than me. Yeah, I need some of his milk. Put in my protein shakes. The way he's bulking up over
protein
here.
Booze, huh?
Yeah, he got the traps already in the upper lats. He good.
Oh, it's hereditary, man. You know, no funny stuff. You know, you're a bigger dude, my man. You got that stout upper body.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be like you.
Oh, man, nah, you already know I'm retired. I ain't going front. Mac, man, my service, bro. How's life over there in Arizona?
Pretty good, man. Had a long week, but you know, weekends always bring me back to life.
Yeah, got to snap back to reality on them Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
When's y'all next for
you? Cookout. Good stuff.
You said you had a cookout?
Nah, I went to a cookout.
Oh, you went to a cookout?
See, better have wore that mask.
Social distancing.
Yeah, man. About that.
Look, I don't know anymore, man.
He ain't wear one.
Nah, yeah, right. When you around your people, you ain't wearing one.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's the worst part about traveling now. Like I was just back home, and I just came back to Texas Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, last Saturday, and I had to keep my mask on the entire time I was in the airport. From the Uber to the train to the airport, all the way up until I got back to my destination in Texas. So for like a whole 24 hours, I had my damn mask on, and it was the worst thing ever.
By choice?
Ever.
By choice or mandatory?
Mandatory.
Mm.
Yeah, because by choice, I'd have took that thing off. Yeah, I'd have took that mask off. Because honestly, like, I'm cool with it. If it's my time to go, I'm going to go, regardless. So.
That's how you coming?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I sanitize, I wash my hands, I'm a clean dude, so I go to
you
the
over
gym.
It.
Yeah, I mean, I'm over it right now.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I'm tired of the mask, man.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, I'm
What part of Texas are you in?
I'm in Waco, Baylor country.
What's that close to?
I'm 30 minutes from Fort Hood.
Okay.
Yeah, so north.
A place I can identify. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's
30
more than
30
minutes, my brother.
45, yeah.
Yeah, you know I took that job. Don't lie.
Depending on the traffic, bro.
I drive a little fast, man, so maybe it's
Shadow got some miles on now.
Oh, man.
I always wanted to be stationed in Fort Hood. I always wanted to be stationed there, but my sergeant major told me no.
You know, everybody has a bad taste in everybody's mouth right now because of everything going on. But I mean, I've been here almost like 10, 11 years now. And I mean, I call this place home. Fort Hood was cool to me. That's where I met Lane.
You most definitely got to protect yourself. And for women, govern yourself as a young lady should and be more watchful than the usual. You know what I mean? That's anywhere you go, and especially where you're not from. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate all that's going on in Texas. And
now
wouldn't be the time.
Yeah, we gotta do a better job of watching each other's backs.
How do y'all feel about that all of that that's going on in Fort Hood?
It's funny because I was just talking to them about it before you came on. I'm keeping a close eye on it only because, like I said, mm-hmm. that was my first and only duty station. Like, I deployed twice out of Fort Hood, so like Ooh. that's really the only duty station I know in the Army outside mm-hmm. of TDY. So it's like somewhere I'm real familiar with, and I called home for a long time. So it's sad to say, it doesn't surprise me that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because the stuff that was going on, you know what I mean? It was evident in some of the units that I've been around, but now it's just on a grander scale, and I just want to see the right change happen. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, we're all humans, and, you know I mean, we don't want negative things to happen to people. So, you know what I mean? When you think about the Army, and I think about this a lot, like I was 19 years old and they just like threw me in the middle of Central Texas. I didn't expect nothing bad to happen to me. You know what I mean? Because I thought I was in a safe place. And that's what we got to get back to, making people feel like they're safe.
Mm-hmm. You said it was evident in the unit. What you mean by that?
Oh, I've seen, I don't want to speak on names or specific details, but I've been around where women have been, you know, sexually assaulted. Let me not say I was around while it happened. I know of women who it has happened to, you know what I'm saying, that they came forward, and my NCO, he was one of the representatives. So I mean, a lot of them soldiers coming in and out of his office come to talk about that specific thing. So it's just something I noticed while I was in there, and it's crazy how much it happens.
Do you have children?
I have two stepdaughters.
Would you allow them, would you be comfortable with them going to the military of any branch?
No. I even tell my younger brothers, like, unless it's a last resort, I don't suggest the military to any of them.
Right.
Only because that's my family. You know what I mean? I got them personally. Anybody else, like you said, I recommend it to them. I mean, if there's no other choice, I mean, take the route.
My turn.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, talk about it.
All right, so I think a lot of stuff is just poor leadership at the end of the day. And it comes down to, you know, the squad level. And, like, the way I take my leadership, I think of it that I'm someone's child, someone's husband, someone's wife, you know, someone's brother, sister. Their career is in my hands, and I need to handle it adequately, you know. Like, I need to take care of those people because I was taken care of in my career, so I want to do the same for someone else. So at the end of the day, that's just poor leadership when that stuff happens and nobody freaking bats an eyelash or anything like that.
Yeah.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Lane?
I think it's sad. However, I am glad that, again, rest in peace to the young lady, Vanessa, but I'm glad that that situation came to light and it was put on a larger scale. Stuff like that slides on my radar all the time, man. And it's unfortunate that a lot of women are, you know, shunned and ostracized for, you know, coming forward. But I think it's lack of self-love, man. You know, ultimately, we got to show each other love and appreciation and gratitude and ultimately build that trust and be able to move forward.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. Trust.
How come we don't hear about that type of shit too hard over in the Air Force side? Like, you know, it seems like they're well behaved, or am I missing something?
It's smaller.
Yeah, they're a smaller branch.
That what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because they're smaller. And I don't know. I think they're smaller. I actually had a conversation with someone the other day about how the Army is the largest branch, but we have the least amount of diversity representation at the top. And if you look at the Air Force, they're top two. Two consecutive terms have been, you know, minorities.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they want some color in their color scheme. Okay. Nice to know. You're cute. Oh, you know, when y'all working out for you, that's still in the Army. Well, you too, that's still in the Army, it sounds like. What type of music do y'all listen to when y'all working out? Like, who are y'all checking for these days? You know, Moneybagg just had a, you know, album drop with, what's the name, Black Youngster. Who do y'all listen to?
Are you country?
Hey, nah,
my bad.
Hey, don't sleep on Moneybagg. Moneybagg.
Oh, I like them. I like them.
Yeah, don't sleep on Moneybagg.
Heavy Camp, I like them.
Me versus me, that's like one of my favorite songs out right now. I'm not even gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Y'all gotta check that one. If you haven't, you gotta check that. Y'all gotta check that one out ASAP.
I know y'all listen to Lil Baby. Everybody listen to him.
Yes, sir.
I like him. Right. You know what's crazy? Somebody that worked in my motor pool grew up with him. And he used to bring Lil Baby to Fort Bragg before Lil Baby was famous. He bought him. People, a lot of them Atlanta rappers. He grew up around all of them. His name is Jeffrey McCord. You guys, it would be awesome. You guys had him on y'all show, your podcast, and it'd be a good look. But he grew up with a lot of them, and now he owns a restaurant down here in Atlanta called Grits. Yeah. You know, of course, his partner Lil Baby shouted him out, and it took off from there, man.
Yeah, wipes.
It took off from there.
That's what's up. There's a lot of talented individuals down south. I will tell you that. No matter where you go, you can always find some talent.
It just takes
the right people around you.
When I tell you these girls are talented, they are talented. If you want to get your eyebrows done, your nails done, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, baby, Atlanta's your spot. Atlanta, man. I'll never forget. I first moved here. I need to get my nails done. And all I had to do was check the hashtag on Instagram. It was that simple.
Yeah.
And after 2 to 3 phone calls, 2:45, almost 3 o'clock in the morning, I was in somebody's house. Getting my nails done.
Wow.
And it was legit. And it was legit. They have 24-hour hair salons here. If you want to get your hair braided, you know what I'm saying, your hairstyle.
That's the hustle.
And the food here, of course, is 24 hours. You want to get something to eat versus you in Virginia or over there. I don't know. Do they have 24-hour spots over in Arizona? Probably no. I'm taking it as a no.
The area I'm in is like retiree town.
Old.
Yeah, it has like one of the highest retiree populations in the country. So they don't do late night stuff. And then the closest big city is Tucson. They don't do too much 24-hour. Right. Phoenix might have a lot. Phoenix is one of the bigger cities. So
you get the early bird specials, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Right? With the senior citizen discount.
Yeah.
They don't do too much movement. What type of town is that? Is that an army town or is that a Air Force or Navy town? What's an army town? Retired army, okay.
Yeah, like literally about 30% of the population is over the age of 55, maybe higher, maybe like 30 to 40%.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the flow is not really young.
Yeah, that's a lot of older
really
folks.
Flow. We got to push over to the city next door. We say Phoenix if you want that type of action.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like living there?
No.
I think that. He don't seem too excited. Yeah. He don't seem too excited, dude.
I came here from Germany, so.
Oh, like, big difference.
It's a big step down. But
it's downgrade.
But it gave me a lot of time to concentrate on like getting school completed and things like that. So everything happens for a reason.
How much longer you got left there?
I leave next year in the summer, and I should be going to Hood.
And you headed where?
To Hood.
Ooh.
He coming this way.
Big difference, ain't it?
Yeah, from what he's saying, definitely he's different. I mean, he has everything accessible here. Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston. You know what I mean? It's all accessible from Fort Hood. Now, when you moved to Atlanta after you had got out?
2 years later, when I got out, I started contracting. And then when I was finished contracting, I decided to use my benefits and go to school. So then they gave me the opportunity to go to school anywhere I wanted to.
Yeah.
Not just where I was still living in North Carolina. So I said, if I'm going to do hair, I said, let's take this thing to Atlanta. Let's do Atlanta. So I moved to Atlanta and then, you know, got settled in. And within 30 days, I had to pick out what school I wanted to go to. And I chose a school named Empire. Yeah. It's predominantly Black. And it's if I had to describe it, and somewhat neck and neck to, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Paul Mitchum, but
I've seen the products.
And it runs parallel to the hair company that I own, Legendary Hair & Co.
Okay,
you guys
cool.
might have seen it on maybe Cliff Vermeer's page. That's who used to do hair for Cardi B. And you've probably seen it on Eric and Tay's page. That's who does hair for Nicki Minaj.
Oh, wow.
So okay. I've been promoted by a lot of, you know, big names. And I'm just thankful and I'm very fortunate and blessed. There's a lot of things other girls can't say that they've, you know, been blessed to have or been fortunate to have
right,
to be promoted
sure.
by some of these, you know, legendary people, these very iconic people. And it's only up. And being a veteran, you get first priority. I don't give a damn what they tell you. If you need a military, your ass get first priority. You get first dibs on everything.
Yeah.
just carry yourself well and somewhat have a little bit of military bearing. They can read you.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
And just control yourself. And That was gonna be my question.
If you had a business, how long, and so you said you've been promoted. That's pretty dope. How long have you had your own business? Let me say that.
A complete 1 year. We're working on 2 years.
Oh, that's what's up. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats. 2 years. That's dope. Lane, were you about to ask something? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you say, bro. I was gonna ask Mick what made her get into that field. Is that something like something you've always had a passion for growing up?
Shit, you know, I always love hair extensions, you know, long, 10, 28 inch, 30 inch and shit. And then PT, you got to put the hair in the bun. Then you got this. I ain't going to say the sergeant name, but you know the bitch name. You know her name.
Ho, 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 ho.
I can't drop her name.
She got to talk to you offline about that one.
I think you know who I'm talking about. She got on my damn nerves. But anyway.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I know you do. Anyway, you know, always being harassed. You know, the bun is too big. Let me get out a ruler. Oh, it's always some shit. But I always, you know, being a black girl, we love hair. Okay, that's our number one love. Hair, hell yeah, hair. But you know, in the military, you can't wear it the colors you want to. But now, you know, we don't go by regulation AR-670-1. We do what the hell we want to do.
Right.
So you know, maybe you guys will get the opportunity to see it. It's legendaryhairco.com. On Instagram is Legendary Hair LLC. Now you see we working with how we get down and the whole shebang. But I love hair. These days I wear my hair how I want to wear my hair. So, and actually that's why I was late to the podcast shit. I was getting my hair done. I thought y'all were about to have me on camera some shit. So had my inches put in, have 40 inches of hair today. And I had my hair curled and, you know, and crisp.
You was ready.
Okay. I thought it was that type of.
So we can.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
So we can. I got you. But, I've always loved hair, y'all. So, and when I was in Afghanistan, true story, I was working for a retired first sergeant. And he told me, he said, get a trade. He said, get a trade. And he told all of us that. And if I had to pick a trade, it would be hair. And here I am and thriving. So that's that on that. Ain't too hard.
That's awesome.
I recommend that to y'all. You guys that are anybody listening that's still at the duty, you can see where I effed up at is back when I was using TA. The guy at the TA office told me that, yes, you can go to hair cosmetology school and we'll pay for it. And I passed up on it. I chose not to do it. I chose to get a degree in criminal justice. That was stupid. I could have been had my cosmetology license.
That seems like the go-to for everybody.
Man, and I tell you what, when I was deployed, they didn't have many barbers or beauticians or stylists that could braid hair, that could do hair, that could, you know, do a blend. Those of you that have been deployed, am I lying?
Not at all.
No.
Look, I was scared to get my hair cut, but you know that AR had to stay in rags, man. It was jacking my head up. It was jacking my head up.
And several who you could find could get you right. Hopefully you had somebody in the barracks, you know, that could line you up, get you right.
Orlando.
You cut hair as well?
Who, me? Yeah. We're on that module. We're being taught that now at school.
Okay.
And I got a buddy that's a recruiter. He loved to, you know, tap in, phone me in to some of these youngins that's going in. I tell them, man, take full advantage of the opportunity presented to you. And he said a lot of them do hell or got a trade, you know, before even going in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Good. But go get licensed. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Makes all the difference.
You it's free. When you get your ass out of work, was it 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever time they release, have your ass in school, man. Do not get caught up in these men, these women, these higher rankings. You know, don't do that. That's real spill, man.
Yeah,
real spill.
You spit the facts for sure, because it's if you're not focused, you can definitely get lost in the sauce.
You can lose yourself.
Easily.
Lose sight.
Easily.
Or why the hell you join? And, you know, I've seen it, women getting pregnant by the wrong men and just stupid shit. You know, we all done seen it, man. But
you're only human.
I wish them well, man. I really do.
Absolutely.
I really do.
But that's dope, though. I mean, you turn something you love into your business, and now you don't really work a day in your life, huh?
No, not really.
Yeah, right.
I'm not working hard. Right. I tell anybody that shit. I ain't working hard another day in my life. I thank God, though.
That's the beauty of it right there. I tell people all the time, you got to have three hobbies. I mean, something that you love doing, something that's going to make you money, and something that's going to keep you healthy.
Mm-hmm. 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 I'm in agreement with that.
Did you have any like inspirations growing up? Like you saw like maybe somebody doing a certain hairstyle and you were like, oh, that's when you knew you wanted to do hair, or was it just always just natural?
Everybody in my family does hair, so it came natural, but I never thought, you know, the Lord would bring this thing full circle. Well, I can do it because I feel like doing it. And I'm, you know, maxed out, you know what I'm saying? Like now, if I want to go open my shop, I can.
Yeah.
But after seeing a lot of stuff at school, y'all, man, I'm telling y'all, I for the longest time, I denied having PTSD, okay? I didn't want to believe I had that shit. But after being in cosmetology school and seeing complainers and girls just complain about stupid shit and people give these OGs, I call them my OGs, a hard time, and I know the OG, you know, and I gave her best and gave her the cut, the style, the color she want, and she still complaining. I'm like, F that. I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I'm starting to reconsider this shit. Yeah. It's really what I want to be doing. And now I see why a lot of these big time stylists don't want to, you know what I'm saying, don't take everyday people or turn a lot of people down. Yeah, because y'all complainers. And then we in the age of the social media where a joker can put you on blast, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it go from 1 to 10 real quick.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's in my genes. It's in my background. My dad cut hair. My uncles cut hair. All my aunties braided hair and do hair. You know what I'm saying? So I've been around it all my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. My mother did nails.
Hereditary for real.
Right, before it was hot and all of that. So it's in my background. Yeah. It's just some of the stuff I'm seeing, you know, my medical condition, you know, PTSD. I don't know, baby. I don't know if that's going to run parallel, horizontal, horizon. I don't know.
Yeah, that is going to work.
I'll pray for
do you work in like an actual shop, or you just do like at home kind of deal, or like how you run your business?
Well, I own a hair company. I just sell the hair extensions and the product.
Okay.
I'm in school to get licensed to officially do hair here in the state of Georgia.
Okay.
So, but at the school, they have clients come up there pretty much for you to practice on, to experience with, and to, you know, you got to do it so many times before you get certified. You get where I'm going with it, with the color, the cuts, the fading, and all of that. So, just some of these girls, it's their attitude. Other people's sense of entitlement is what throws me off, and it I don't know, y'all.
So when do you finish your school?
Because of Corona, you know, the date has been backed up by a long shot. So, baby, I ain't gonna graduate till maybe like June of next year. So it's a long ride.
But you there?
How does that work?
Which means, how does it work?
We're Corona now, so do y'all still have people coming in, or do y'all have to do like the social distance thing with the face mask and everything still? Or
We still wear the mask is mandatory. You wear a mask, and you have to wear all black. Cosmetology school, barber school too. I want to say all black. And I started school in March, and because of Corona, they put us on Zoom, and I guess nobody really was showing up. The attendance was awful, so they said, look, we got to bring everybody back in school now. So starting Monday, tomorrow, la-di-da-di everybody is in the building. and they don't play neither. When you clock in, they do it by your fingerprint. So your homegirl ain't going to be able to punch in your number to clock you in. But they going to check them fingerprint, that DNA. Real talk, they going to check that DNA.
That's crazy.
Make sure you're at the state board, do not play. Them jokers, Department of Health? Whoever you want to call them, they don't play no games. So, you guys ever considering barbering, you know, aesthetics, cosmetology is serious business. And you really got to be serious and really want it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, because their regulations are pretty crazy, huh? Especially
they're not playing. They're not playing. Dress code, all black, everything.
From the shoes to the socks to the gloves.
It's damn near military uniformity when you think about it. That's what it feel like. So, believe it or not, I done got unadjusted to that shit, you know.
you can get unacclimated quick to the dress code.
Absolutely. They have snatched that ass back on black. So,
What's your ultimate goal once you graduate school?
I would like to open up a salon or, you know, but these girls' attitudes, baby, and the way they treat people, and I see how they treat older people, the OGs and stuff. I'm not a fan, y'all. I don't know if I can tolerate that, so I don't know, y'all.
That's actually something I wanted to ask you because my wife had an incident this weekend where she got her hair done in Maryland, and the person that was doing her hair was, like, very unprofessional. Like, she showed up late. Then when she tried to get someone else to do her hair, and, like, they were just... It was just a lot of things being misconstrued and shit. And I had a conversation about how, like, in the cosmetic field, including barbers, like, there's a lot of unprofessionalism going on. And I don't know why it's like that. Like, it's I thought about it as well. Like, I know plenty of barbers that are very unprofessional, too.
you know, that just told me this could be right. Are they? Was that a very popular stylist?
To an extent, yes.
That could have been your problem right there, man. The horror stories I hear in class about them going to the beauticians and shit that they done seen that's booming on YouTube and Instagram and that's working in shops with these big-name people, man. They don't give a shit about your brand. They don't care about your company. And that's another reason I don't know about opening up a shop because if they didn't build it with you, what made you think they gonna give a damn about how it's ran and how other people perceive it. They don't care. You know what I mean? These girls don't care. So, especially young, I find that young girls, they don't care. You know what I mean? How old, I wonder how old was the stylist?
I think she was mid-20s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's, most times I don't even let nobody in their 20s touch my hair, but, you know. Yeah. Real hard, I find that younger people are not, what's the word I'm looking for? Is not what's the word I'm looking for? Y'all help me.
What is professional or?
I would say that it's not reliable. Experience, you know, you reliable. You schedule a time. Don't expect that.
Or dependent.
Expect her to cancel. There you go. Yeah. Don't expect for her to do it. And if she get there, she complaining, and it bring me to a thought. I got a favorite. I won't say his name. Well, I can't say. He's very talented. He's on Facebook, and I watched him. But I also watch him cancel a lot of times on his clients. He'll just wake up and cancel. Or he'll post, oh, I might cancel tomorrow. You know, after he done posted 15, 16, you know, hairstyles he just did. That tells me being a business owner, that he just cleared the check. So F y'all, that needs y'all hair done the next day. And let me tell y'all how much it costs usually on average. When somebody get a lace frontal or a lace closure done, that's 150. Let's do a little bit of math. 150 per style. So if he done had, let's say, he can only do shit 10 clients a day. He in there from 8 to 8. He can do 10 clients. So 10 clients times 150. Anybody good with math? What's that?
It's 1500.
There you go. He just cleared 1500 in one day. Dang. So the jokers that wanted to come, what was today? Sunday, to get their hair done. He pretty much said, you know, screw them, because just on the Saturday, he cleared 1500. He not thinking about y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only 10 heads. He could have, you know, did more than that. So they don't care. Once they done locked down how much they wanted to make that week, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. Some of the girls at my school that does, you know, nails or that officially does hair. And one of them supposed to do my hair. She kept canceling. I just said, forget it. But she don't know that I'm an awesome tipper. I love to tip people that do a great service for me. Because before the military, I was a waitress. And it's some shit I never miss. I don't miss at all. You know what I mean? So I'm a fan of people that, you know, do any service for me or provide any service for me. And, you know, her loss. She lost a customer. So just... They don't care. So I say to your wife, I say, try to choose somebody that's older and somebody that gets down and go to that. That social media page is going to tell you how they get down. And if they legit with it and how they, it's going to tell you how they coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They all on their social media being ratchet. You know what I'm saying? That tell you what it is. But if they posting pictures of their hair showing you how they get down, you know what I'm saying? That tell you what they're working with. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep that in mind next time you're choosing somebody. And most of the times, these girls got style seats. or one of these apps, booking apps, they have to pay for. They don't have time to play with you. Versus old girl over here, okay, cash at me $20. Let's do this. No, if the youngin got one of those booking apps, she not playing, because the booking apps are not cheap and they got to pay weekly, if not monthly. She don't have time to play with you. See what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, that's that. That's my take on that. One last question about that. What city did she go to get her hair done? Because I want to know.
It was in Landover Hills in PG County.
Okay, of them. Okay.
Right off of 450.
They talented out there. They real talented out there. But I would try to stay with somebody that has a style seat booking app or some type of booking app. Not somebody $20, $50 cash app, you know, fee. We ain't doing that. So okay. Somebody that works in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got time to be going to nobody's house unless you really know how they get down. You trust them. But ain't nobody got time for that, because you never know what you're getting into, and then you gotta, you know, conceal carry, and you just gotta cross more T's than I's. Sure, if you get what I'm going with, you know what I'm saying? You wanna try to, real talk, I'm so serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, first, come on, we all know that, so.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing that
up. I hope I ain't saying nothing wrong. You said, what's the most difficult part?
Yeah, being in the cosmetology field. Like, you know, like, what are the pros and cons, I guess you can say?
Something I've dealt with is on my website, when it comes time for girls to buy hair, if that address with them debit cards and their physical address don't match, that tell me you done took somebody's credit card and you done tried to scam not only me, you tried to scam them. You get where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had it happen plenty of times, and shit, I don't even dispute. I refund you your money. One girl thought she was gonna buy it on my website and meet me at the airport. That's suspicious shit.
Yeah, real suspicious.
Anybody that owns that's a super business, suspect. Man, my computer tech got on the phone and told me it is a scam. Don't go for it. Anybody that's listening, that's in business. If somebody buy it off your website, you need to provide them a tracking address along with everything going to their order. If they buy it in person, that shit need to be in cash. Do not take no PayPal. Do not take no other shit, especially not PayPal. So, excuse me, not PayPal and not cash app. So her ass can get to the house and dispute it and say you didn't give it to her, and then your ass stuck and don't have no tracking number four. Don't do that. If it's in person, I'm providing you a service, cash only. And have your ass that marker so you can make sure them dollar bills is legit. Okay? Y'all laughing, but I'm for real, y'all. This is the type of shit. This is the type of stuff that make me not want to really be a business owner anymore. Kind of, or I should more so say, discourage me and be like, oh, man, I got to put up with this shit.
I mean, but the dark side, that's tough, you know?
Yeah, it's very dark, man. Peep, man. Oof.
Two and a half.
These girls are a trip. We living in that area.
They rainbows and sunshine. Oh, I, you know, started my business 3 years ago, and now I'm making XYZ a year. But they don't talk about the times they got scammed and the money they wasted trying to get advice.
Come ask me.
Logged online to find and stuff like that. So.
Come ask me. I'll give you the tea. Tea, boy. God damn, man. I'm telling y'all, we live in an era where everybody, their mama want to start a business, but I see a lot of girls saying they didn't get the product, they weren't professional, they didn't know how to talk to them, or it wasn't good quality. It costs to be in business, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know, and when I do get asked, I keep it 100. How do I start my business? When the VA finally paid me my back pay, it was $20,000. Wow. And you know, most young people, we get out here, we buy cars and shit, we go buy material stuff, we go shopping.
Right.
I said, man, I gotta flip this. I said, I gotta flip this. I said, I gotta
turn that two into a four.
Yes, sir. I said, I gotta come correct. And I started a hair company. Something that I was familiar with. You know, I can tell good quality hair. I know about the burn test. I know about wearing it. Go to the gym in it. make sure it's good. You know what I mean? Wash the shampoo a few times. Does it still hold curl? Does it's it going still fit bound? Under that PC cap? Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, they got a lot of groups on Facebook, business groups, so they call themselves, and girls trying to get cheat codes and cheat their way, or who do you shop with, or you know, try to figure out other big companies, vendors, and stuff like that. Well, I get a lot of girls in my inbox that want to, you know, get the recipe. When I first came out, I was giving out the recipe. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I was giving it out. But, you know, after a year being in business, I finally learned how to, you know, knock that shit off. Because like I just told you, I spent $20,000 on my company. And when you guys look at it, y'all see, you know what I'm saying, why I no longer, you know, give the whole blueprint to my company right. anymore. But for the younger girls that's trying to, you know, get themselves right, come up, I tell them, this is what I tell them. Go get your LLC and get your EIN number and come back to me. And I'm going to get you right from there. So don't think I'm just holding the, I'm not just holding the recipe, goddamn it. You got to meet me halfway. If you're a youngin' and you know, you go to the courthouse and file for your LLC, lock down your name. And
that's
go
reasonable,
to the,
though.
That tells me that you for real. I get youngins right. in my inbox, don't even have, you know, the paperwork, ain't even filed for EIN. EIN number, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't do all the work for them.
I'm sorry, I can't. That's not fair to me. It's just, well, it's disrespectful to me.
How long did the LLC process take?
Oh, baby, you can do that within what, 10 to 20 minutes on your cell phone.
Oh, wow.
You got to get registered in your state.
Okay.
So,
what's an EIN? Right now,
the EIN number is the number attached to your. To your business, if that makes sense. You go to the IRS website and they assign you an EIN number to your company, whatever your company name is. And in order for you to go to the bank and get a business bank account, they have to see an EIN, they have to see a LLC from your state, and it's a few other things that she needed before I could, you know, move forward. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but that just proves that you are legit. You're not just some girl that or somebody that just, oh, I'm being business and start selling shit. That ain't how it work, baby. You know what I mean? I got to pay taxes. That's not fair to me because I got to pay taxes on all my stuff, on all my sales, all my products. I got to pay taxes. You know what I'm saying? Import taxes. When I shop, my folks tax me to get it over here in the States. You know what I mean? So it won't get stopped at customs. So that's not fair to me for them to slide in my inbox and try to get the juice. And you know, they could be like, hey, can I take you for a drink? These chicks don't need to say that. I'm telling y'all, I should show, I wish I could show y'all some of these inboxes. I really wish I could, y'all. But I'm not going to do that. But they try, y'all.
No, I definitely understand that. There's a lot of people, they do the same thing with me in my business too. So I know for a fact that they come at you in the same way.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, everybody, they just want the shortcut. They don't want to go through the hard work.
It's poor taste, and what they tell me is you lack good taste. You do shit like that.
Absolutely.
They see how hard you work. You don't keep in mind. I want you to always keep in mind you don't owe them nothing. I want you to always keep that in mind. You do not owe them nothing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They wasn't with you in the mud. They wasn't with you shooting in the gym.
They damn sure won't help me pay no $20,000. That's not fair. That's really not fair to me. That's really right. Not fair. That's
totally understandable. Totally understandable.
But, how long have you had your podcast?
My podcast, it's going on about 2 years now. I took maybe a year hiatus where I was just working on myself and things. And then I got with Lena Marcellus and we brought it back. And now we're going strong.
That's right. You know what to do.
Yes, man. We just try to change the world one episode at a time.
That's how you do it.
Definitely.
Gotta, I'm going to use my favorite word, man. Gotta manifest. We got to manifest what we want to see in the world.
We got to speak it into existence.
Absolutely. And that's what we like to do here. That's what, you know what I mean? We network. We talk to people like you. We get the inside scoop on some things. You know, Like you said, you, once you get the LLC and the EIN number, I'm gonna have to holler at you.
Come holler.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to holler at you. we got you now. Before we go, though, go ahead and shout out to the Instagram and everything. Let the people know where they can find you one more time, and drop us off with a little gem before we cut off.
You guys can find me on Facebook, Aisha Mickle, or Instagram, Legendary Aisha. My business Instagram is Legendary Hair LLC. And let me think of a gem I want to leave with you guys.
Take your time. Anywhere. All the good ones take time.
Just be legendary.
Hey, legendary.
I love that.
Right.
Just be legendary.
I love that.
Legendary hub.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That was a whole coincidence too. That
right. I know Hub geek over there.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Y'all already know. When I seen the name, I was like, all right, I like the energy.
Just be legendary.
Absolutely. I can dig that. You heard the lady, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. And as always, we appreciate y'all for listening. And until next time, positivity, prosperity, peace.
Peace.